Hey, I'm glad you can make it. I thought maybe you forgot my address, or just wouldn't show up. But you're right on time. I got some snacks in the kitchen, Netflix on standby, and I brought out my Switch in case we want a game. Honestly, we've been apart for so long that I don't know a thing about your taste anymore, so I'm just ready for anything, really. This is the first time we've hung out in almost a decade. At my place, no less. It really must be some kind of destiny at play, huh? There's so much I want to talk about now that we have time to catch up. Ugh, we shouldn't be standing around here. Go take a seat on the couch, I'll bring over some food. I don't know if you're vegan or on a diet, but the last time you were here, I think we had these bad boys, so I'm busting these out again. Ta-da! Chips and cola. I'm gonna be honest, this is all I have right now, so sorry if you're not feeling like indulging. My parents are out right now, but they'll be back with food in a bit, so I think that'll cover it. Oh, don't worry, you're not troubling me. I wouldn't force myself to prepare so much just for anybody. I'm the one who invited you, okay? Chill out. I guess I get it. Since we've been apart for so long, we're basically half strangers right now. The us from before were different people, and the people sitting on the couch today are different too. But that's the reason why I wanted you to come over, so we can understand who we are now. What? Am I a delinquent? No, I'm... Well, not technically. Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I play hooky or something. Geez, judging a book by its cover. I'm just into the aesthetic, you know? Doesn't it make you feel cool if you wear a jacket and piercings? It's just the confidence boost I need. What? How is that egocentric? Oh, you were joking. I was gonna chew you out right there. God, I didn't expect you of all people to make a sex joke. Is that your sense of humor nowadays? I'm more of a dumb jokes kind of person. I've kind of gone full circle. I used to laugh at poop jokes as a kid, then in high school I liked those smartass jokes, and now I just laugh at poop jokes again. Stuff like poopy, stinky doo-doo. Oh, I couldn't even finish my sentence. Oh, man. What kind of jokes did we used to laugh at together? I don't even remember at this point. All I remember was that I used to be a buzzkill. I was obsessed over trying to look tough, that I forced myself not to indulge in stupid jokes like these. Oh... Oh, I'm getting secondhand embarrassment from my past self right now. God. Oh, I used to be such a dumb kid. Trying to look out for you because you were my best friend, but I was the one being taken care of. You were the one to babysit me all the time, and you were the one to stand up for me whenever I got bullied. You weren't even the type to do that, but... For some reason, you did it when it came to me. So I just... Ugh, I'm being a buzzkill right now, aren't I? It's good not to linger on the past too much. I should stop. Yeah, I know you're probably okay with it, but I'm not, so I'd rather stop before I get too sappy. I have to save my energy for the big moment. I let that one slip. Secret's out, I guess. Part of the reason I called you over was, to tell you something really important. I wanted to save it until later, but you want to hear it now? But it's supposed to be a surprise. You're being the buzzkill now? Is this a ploy to get me to feel better? You were never the type to let secrets go, for better or for worse. Here goes. I really don't know how to say this without tensing up the vibe here, so yeah, heads up about that. I really liked you back then. Like, a lot. After we drifted apart, I eventually learned to move on, but after bumping into you yesterday, all of those forgotten emotions just came rushing back. Not to mention, you look really attractive to me, so, yeah. That's how I feel right now. Sorry if that was weird, but I'd rather be honest about it. If you feel uncomfortable and want to leave, that's fine. I just needed to get it off my chest. I can give you space if you want to let that sink in for a bit. It's fine. Are you sure? You don't have to be all polite about it. I really don't. Oh. You feel the same way? Oh, God, I don't know how to respond to that. Can you repeat that? I think I heard you wrong. I didn't? So, you really feel the same way? This is so surreal. Am I dreaming? Ow! Hey, no need to pinch me. That was a rhetorical question. I'm just really happy right now. I could cry. This is, gonna take a while to sink in. I still can't believe it. I want to hear your side of this story, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we really do feel the same way about each other, then let's just talk about our feelings and all that junk. We got lots of time to catch up, and honestly, I just need some time to process this. But I am really glad. Ah, stop it! Don't say things like that. My heart's gonna explode, and if I die, I'll blame you. You want me to say it back? I'll actually explode, you know? You don't care because you'll explode too? If you laugh, I'm not gonna forgive you, okay? All right. I love you too.